With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's good, guys? Nadeska here on the Everyday Struggle podcast. Now, I'm sorry we missed you last week, but we're back and we've definitely got a lot to talk about. Academics Wayno and I started off the week with some thoughts on the 2019 Grammy nominations and ended with a Tory Lanez interview that we're just going to call the Honesty episode because absolutely nothing was off limits. So let's get into it. The flood of rap albums that dropped this year was pretty overwhelming, but we felt like the Grammys actually did a pretty decent job with the nominees this year for judging it against their previous years. This might be one of the best years in recent history, possibly, right? So a few non-surprises, Kendrick Lamar, 8 nominations, including Album of the Year, Song, and Record of the Year for Black Panther, my favorite project of the year, probably. Drake with 7 nominations, Cardi and Gambino with 5. So when we did Over Under a few weeks ago, we tried to predict how many of the best new artists would be rappers. We said under 2, we were correct, because there are 0. Some first-time Grammy nominees, Cardi, Post Malone, Mac Miller, J-Rock, Jarno Lucas, Tierra Whack, really dope. Let's get into this.
Let's do it.
Wait, did you say a few non-surprises? Kendrick got... This is an off year for Kendrick. I was surprised. They give that nigga nominations like it's nothing.
I wasn't surprised.
It's like anything with... They probably like rap nominations. Google, did Kendrick put anything out? Throw him over there. Now, I thought he was like relatively chill.
Yo, he put together a whole soundtrack this year.
Yeah, but that's... No, that's dope. But like, I felt like... You know, rappers have their off year. Like, it wasn't time he put out a solo project. That's what we're looking towards in 2019. Still led in total nominations. So congrats
Drake's
to him.
Probably like, what's good? I put out a double album. How did you still get more nominations than me?
That speaks in volumes for Kendrick. But I think it was also, it was attached to something that was so large, you know, the Black Panther movie. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I didn't expect it to be, but look at how it turned out. Like, All of the Stars is nominated for more than one record. That's one of my favorite records of the year.
Yeah.
And King's Dead, which J-Rock really wins if that goes.
So great.
Right, because it ended up being on his album.
Does Future also get a Grammy for that?
The Grammys did a pretty decent job this time around trying to balance the mix of, you know what, we're going to celebrate stuff that performed well commercially. Mm-hmm. For example, you'll see Cardi B in Album of the Year. You'll see her also nominated for Rap Album of the Year as well.
Yeah.
And they mixed it with, like, still recognizing, for example, albums that, you know, didn't flop or nothing like that, but, like, culturally, like, people really respect, like, Victory Lap, Daytona.
Yeah.
They both got a nod, right? So, I mean, I think they did a pretty decent job. You know what I mean? If you could pick at every single award show, but I got to be honest, they're getting better.
Yeah.
This shit used to be atrocious.
Trying.
Now, again, this is just a nomination process. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the winners, we know the politics.
Never knows, right?
The horse and pony game, you got to play there. But I think they... They got it right for the most part. It was kind
of
interesting.
Let's go through some of the categories.
Let's
start with Album of the Year, if that's cool. So you mentioned Cardi's Invasion of Privacy. Mm. Drake, Scorpion got nominated. Her got nominated.
That's
Post
amazing.
Malone, Janelle Monáe, the Black Panther soundtrack. The other two, not for hip-hop. What do you guys think about these nominees here? Surprised to see any of these people. I know a lot of people love Cardi, but people are still surprised. Album of the Year.
I really wasn't up on Janelle Monáe's album this year. So
it's a good album.
I haven't heard it. So that was, I wouldn't say shocking for me, but I didn't expect it to
She put
to
out
be
a whole like visual like movie with it and everything like that.
Got you. Her was like, I mean, it's just amazing to see how far she's come,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a short little bit of time. But she's been grinding for a long time. So I was kind of surprised to see it, but she's a young artist. I think she's only like 21 years old.
She's young and she's not super public facing, right?
Right.
That's her big thing. She's pretty low key, so it's nice to see an artist like that still get
shit. She hasn't taken the glasses off. Super low key.
Right.
Right. But
Post Malone, does that surprise you guys?
Nah, I ain't surprised by Post Malone. Remember, we was debating if he would be in Rap Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that it's good that he's in Album of the Year conversations, but I'm happy that he's not in Rap Album of the Year.
I mean, but it got to be categorized. What do we consider the album? A pop album? Like, to me, it's weird that Scorpion gets an Album of the Year nod, but doesn't get Rap Album of the Year. I get his categories, and it's a little politics, and we'll put you here, we'll put you there.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you've nominated songs on the album for rap awards.
Right.
So to put an Album of the Year, but not Best Rap Album, whatever.
They probably just did it because they wanted to include more other rap albums.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't complain.
And by the way, you know, cool. Well, let me start at the top. So Album of the Year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cardi B, I figured she would have got some acknowledgement on the Best Rap Album side. I didn't think it was going to be the biggest, like,
the
album
Illuminati category,
right?
Yeah.
I think that's dope for her. And honestly, if we really look back at the year and really look at her run,
mm-hmm.
You could have your critiques of the album if you want to. I thought it was a pretty solid project. I won't be kicking and screaming that she got nominated. I don't know who the fuck Brandi Carlile is. Let's keep it true.
Okay.
Drake Scorpion. Like, I knew he was going to get nominated something. The first thing I looked towards when I was, of course, had to make sure Champagne got nominated, I ran to look at Best Rap Album. I'm like, snubbed? But, of course, they put him in Album of the Year, which actually does make sense. That's what I'm saying. There's some little politics in all of this. There's some little politics in this. You got to be.
Yeah.
Because he puts out an album that's half rap,
mm-hmm.
half singing. And while you're trying to also make sure you get the most amount of nominations to the most amount of people, mm-hmm. to recognize the, we had a lot of music. I understand why he's an Album of the Year. The other shit I didn't really listen to.
Well, I understand.
Salute to Post Malone.
Yeah,
love this shit.
I think that is kind
of... Oh, Black Panther soundtrack.
Yeah, Black Panther soundtrack. But I think it's kind of good that they put him in Album of the Year, not Rap Album of the Year, only because it makes a distinction. It's like, okay, you're good at making great music that runs everything, mm-hmm. and because it's half rap, half singing, it should be there. Like, I don't think that it should be considered. And I felt like that. I felt like Drake would be nominated for Album of the Year, not Rap Album of the Year, because it was in a full rap album.
I would agree with that point, except...
Because they nominate the songs?
No. Well, no, forget that point. I don't mind that being the justification until I see Cardi B's album, Best Rap Album.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm looking at everything else... Swimming by Mac Miller, God rest his soul, Victory Lap, Daytona, even Astroworld.
Mm-hmm.
Astroworld is really good. I'll give it a pass. But if we're categorizing that rap albums are albums that are majority rap, mm-hmm. Invasion of Privacy and Astroworld, I got to be like,
well,
if you're gonna snub Scorpion,
but Travis says this is the most he's been rapping ever, right?
Well,
I don't know if I would take him out, but Cardi, I see your point.
Cardi, I was actually surprised that Cardi was in there for rap album.
Wait,
you said you would take Astroworld out of Best Rap Album?
No. I'm only talking about how much rap was on the album. Do y'all think that Travis was rapping his album?
But what would you consider it, though, then? Where would it?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Lyrically speaking.
Okay, so half of Scorpion is literally, well, now I wouldn't even say half, because In My Feelings is on the singing side, and In My Feelings is rapping.
Yeah.
Right? But I think that that's good that Drake has put himself up out of the rap conversation, only because when he talked about it, he was like, yo, when it comes in terms of hip hop and all of that, he feels like he's not that above it, but he feels like he goes way beyond.
He does.
Right. So I'm not mad at Drake not being in rap. For me, I felt like Cardi B shouldn't been nominated for Best Rap Album, only because There are other rap albums that are better than her album.
Yeah.
What we talking rap wise? I thought it was ill that they put Push in there for only 7 songs, mm-hmm. and nominated him for a rap album.
Who would you guys swap Cardi for if you could?
I would swap it for maybe J Rock.
Mm.
For rap album, I would swap it for probably J Rock. I don't feel like Travis should be taken out of rap, only because he does have a lot of melody shit on there. But when you listen to Travis' album, he got a lot of good raps on there as well.
I can't justify that. I know we're giving him credit for being pretty good at rapping,
mm-hmm.
but he ain't rapping like Scorpion.
So who are your 2 picks then? Because you would replace Cardi and Travis.
No.
What other albums do you think should have gotten this nod?
I don't even want to that kind of feels like you're almost hating on the people who made it. Like I was just trying to make the distinction of how I think the Grammys are viewing it, and also to have the most cohesiveness. Like,
okay.
I love if the rap category, the best rap category, starts going to the albums that are really appreciated for rap. Mm-hmm. And I'm cool if that is the cohesive, like, list mm-hmm. of nominations. I'm cool with the Scorpions being only considered for Album of the Year.
Right.
You get me?
So which is the way Scorpions, bigger
look. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you're right. Like, how are we going to really look towards an award show and give them some type of credibility if they don't nominate, like, Victory Lap, or they don't right. nominate, like, Daytona?
Yeah, that's
like
big.
That, right?
Yeah, they really, so, the Nipsey and the Pusha ones, I think,
that's
are huge.
Big. That's
yeah.
big.
So I would just like that category, though, to just be like, yo, these are the albums that niggas appreciate for rapping.
All right, so let's say they got 3 out of 5, right?
Yeah. yeah.
Right? We can't even be mad. They're definitely making an effort. We appreciate it. We appreciate that.
Imagine a workplace with no distractions or disruptions. No endless searching to find the latest version. No constantly switching between apps. Now imagine a place where everything just flows. At Dropbox, we're building a home for all of your team's work and the conversation around it, with a suite of tools that maximizes inspiration and minimizes distraction. Because when teams are in flow, everything just clicks. Visit dropbox.com/flow. Dropbox, keep teams flowing.
Post-Grammys talk, the guys gave their feedback on Vic Mensa's recent press run. The Chicago rapper said he apologized to XXXTentacion's mom for his lyrics during the BET Hip Hop Awards cypher, but he also said that he's still not sorry for what he actually said. All right, are you guys surprised that he's not, one, not changing his mind, but two, that he reached out to X's mom to apologize?
I thought it was interesting with him reaching out to his mom, because he never, like, he apologized because he didn't know she was going to be there. He never apologized for what he said, so it's not really an apology. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of weird to me. I watched that whole interview, and he's a very confusing person.
What confused you?
I just don't know what his angle is with anything. Like, I understood that he said he was trying to bring up something that could spark a conversation, but the way he did it, I just think the way he did it was just kind of wild. Because the thing is like, you shouldn't apologize to his mother because his mother had to attend. Mm. You should be apologizing for saying something disrespectful about him.
So then do you feel like he should have not even reached out then? Because it doesn't sound like he's sorry for what he said. That's what
he said he's not, right? Yeah, he's saying that he's not sorry. I feel like he could have still had the same conversation about like domestic violence and hip hop without even bringing up X specifically. Like, because it's a lot of different cases we have. But he singled that one out, and then he reached out to his mother, but it doesn't make sense. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, listening to him, he seems like very smart. Mm-hmm. He seems very smart and very well spoken, but it just kind of like goes all over the place a bit.
Okay, understand. Mm-hmm. Ak, what'd you think?
I don't think he's smart at all. I think he's smart to dumb niggas. Dumb niggas think he's smart because he seemed to put the right message out there, but he contradicts himself. I always call him, he's a convenient hypocrite, but with that, I agree with you. He's a very confused individual. Like, when it comes to him doing these interviews, and he did another one with Ebro, I looked at how different he was trying to come across than he's ever came across on interviews. Mm. He's a very unlikable person. I'm just being honest. And what I mean, like, his music takes the back seat to the fact that fans can't buy into his personality. And we talk about likability being a very big thing. Mm. And watching him do that interview, I was like, by the way, and I salute him for reaching out to the moms, okay? Do I like that duality, like, I'm sticking to my guns? But I apologize to mom anyway.
Yeah, that's...
But I ain't really apologize for what I said, though. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know about that, but, you know, like, salute to Cleo, who's ex's mom, for even having that conversation. And, you know, salute to him for getting on the phone and whatever that conversation is, if she left that conversation feeling better. Because I think a lot of people, we were upset, especially for the mother. Mm. So I'm glad that conversation happened. I'm not gonna get at him for actually reaching out. But I look at this as, and I was saying, I think he's trying to change his image a bit. And I think he's trying to change his image to promote his music.
In what way? Because if you guys are still feeling like you're getting mixed messages from him.
He's always been confused though.
So what's the change that you guys are, well, you're speaking in these interviews, this person?
Well, off the top, this guy was like being a rock star like for the last like 3 years. Mm-hmm. Came to Everyday Struggle when we were in LA, biker jacket, all that. He ditched that. Now he's rocking varsity jackets. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing he's ditching eyeliner, the whole, he had a very like almost like black Chicago rock star thing going on. And even if you listen to the music, down, you have to connect it all. The music he's making now, he just dropped a song called Rowdy. Go listen to that song. And if anyone knows any Vic Mensa song, which that's a meme already, you will see how different that is from anything he's put out. You'll see also that he's clearly going in a different direction. That song sounds like a Black Panther political wannabe version of what 6ix9ine does. A bunch of shouting, screaming, like, it's just different. Mm. And if you know his music from, you know, a lot of people
it's
always say...
It's definitely different from his earlier music. Yeah, that people, was like internet tape and all that stuff.
Internet tapes
change a lot.
A lot of people who do know his music would say, from there, he's lost himself a bit. You know, he went the house route a bit, and some people enjoy that, but he lost some people there. And now he's coming back around, and this is a new angle. I see that. I just think that until people, and I think he realized, or his team, Roc Nation, right? I think they realized until people could get an opportunity to like him or not hate him that much, they're not going to give the music a chance. So that's why you see him on an interview like this. Shit, by the way, Ebro, that was some really whack shit you was trying to do during the interview with him the whole time, trying to get him to say something negative about 6ix9ine and myself. He's clearly wasn't... I know when a nigga's trying to say some negative shit. Mm-hmm. My name was brought up a bunch of times, and that's why I'm not even getting at him for that. My name was brought up a bunch of times, 6ix9ine's name and other things, and you could tell he tried his best to dance around it.
Right.
But clearly, that's a different Vic Mensa than we've seen before, because he was up at these stations like, okay, trigger name, good. Fuck him, can't wait to see him. Well, be like, you know, he was on a different type of mood. And for that, I give him credit, but I do believe that that's part of, if we want to call it a rebrand.
Yeah.
You know, it's a rebrand to get people to like you a little bit. But still, he's still himself at the core of it. That's why he's not going to apologize for certain things.
When I think of Vic Mensa, I just, like, you know how certain artists, you know exactly who they are? I don't know who he is. And that's like, I'm taking everything that we're talking about as far as the antics and the music aside, just as a person. I don't know who he is as a person. So it's like every time I see him, I'm getting a different shade of him. So I don't really know what to think when I see interviews. Like I watched this because I wanted to see what he said about, you know, the whole X shit. But it still didn't come like, okay, that made sense. It just don't make sense to
me. Right. Okay, so if you guys feel like during this press run, he's changing things up because he wants to be well-liked more by fans, what about his relationship with his peers? So a lot of the people who got offended by the X thing, just other rappers in his age group, do you guys feel like he needs to repair relationships with them as well?
Well,
he
did say that a lot of people came to him on the low and was saying that he was right for saying what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't want to support him. Well, he didn't say specifically they didn't want to support him. He just was like behind the scenes. It was people saying, all right, you brought up a good point. Which, yeah, you did make a good point. I just didn't think that you needed to use it. Because remember, at first, I had only seen that clip. I didn't know.
We didn't know when it was taped either, right?
Yeah, but he said it after he died.
Right. And we had a conversation saying, yo, he had to have said this before he died.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
We was like, you got the data first.
I mean, making sense of it wise, is like, okay, it makes sense if he says something like that before he died. And then he's like, all right, fuck it, I'm not going to change it. But he said it after, so I just don't get it. Like, I don't, like, nothing makes sense to me. And it's not, for me, I don't never really listen to his music, so it's not pushing me towards listening to it.
Hey, listen, I'm going to chalk everything up to growth. I seen a slight bit of growth. Hopefully, as he keeps growing, we won't be as confused. I think he's confused. Again, you can't preach how you have grown out of violence, but then talk about, or like a month ago when whatever, you and a couple of the artists, you were threatening violence. You get me? So, you know, like if that can't be the thing, the wave you're on, but then you're saying, oh, you're against it. So, you know, I think I'm seeing more of a growth with him.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows if that's just, hey, let me just say the right things because I need to sell these records, right? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, like, I'm not even taking a shot here. If you look at his music, how it performs on YouTube and even Spotify, it's not up to his peers. And if I'm going to say, I don't even know if we could call...
Not that could change his relationship, but I'm saying if he has stronger relationships in the industry, maybe that also helps him in general.
I mean, he's signed to, I mean, one of the biggest labels there is.
Yeah,
but at the same time, like, aside from, like, the headline stuff, he did talk about a lot of different things about people being desensitized. And that's one thing he did make sense on, but it didn't make sense in that situation. He was saying how people was like kind of desensitized to like death, to where like where he's from, people, like, it's so bad that they joke about death. And then he was saying about, like, just things in history that made us that way, not just social media. Mm-hmm. That was a good part of it, but it still didn't come towards what he was trying to, the message he was trying to convey about why he said what he said.
And more interesting about that, and I hate, you know, like, yo, granted, that is a topic to be addressed, right? Like, domestic violence mm-hmm. or rappers being abusive. And the fan bases of said rappers either ignoring it or normalizing. I give it up. That is 100% of conversations that should be had. But again, with the confusion, mm-hmm. while he's explaining why he did that, he says, I'm on YouTube and I see this rapper who ran down on his girlfriend and was pummeling her, beating her in a hallway. And I looked through the comment section and a lot of people were saying, yeah, she deserved it. I know what rapper that is, and I don't need to say the name. Like, everybody know who that rapper. Call him out.
Yeah,
you get
yeah.
me? Like, so you saw the rapper. He's just not as famous as the other one you wanted to mention.
Do you think it's a famous thing, or do you think he just was picking battles a certain way? Like, because I don't think that it's all right. I'm a say something about the top guy. I think it's like, okay, more so. I feel like I can handle that situation mm-hmm. instead of handling this situation. For who he's gonna have to deal with, depending upon what who he calls out for that type of stuff.
Oh, interesting.
I think you're right. I think you're right because, again, without saying even names, that situation he was referring to mm-hmm. with that particular artist that he didn't call out, that's really close to home for him, and when just even geographically, you get me. So perhaps he just didn't want to get it hot there, but again. You know, it, like, X was a guy, you know, he got attacked on stage, whatever. Like, man. He wasn't the most well-liked person before death mm-hmm. in the industry. Let's get at him. Weak target. Why not?
Yeah. Right? I mean, like, ultimately, if he's trying to become a better person, like, I don't know him. I think I met him once or twice. But if he's trying to become a better person, I'm all for it. But my thing is like, it can't just specifically be through music or just platforms. Right. You know, it's got to be through action. So if he does care about domestic violence and those type of things, it would be good to see him do more in that field as opposed to, you know,
yeah,
radio,
and look,
you know?
in his defense, he does do stuff in his community, local right, things, right, you right. know what I mean? And I don't think, I'll disagree with you and say, I do think he's smart, but I agree completely that the messaging gets very confusing yeah. sometimes, and you just have to figure out how to package it. So it doesn't always come off as so aggressive or offensive.
I love what you did in Chicago with giving the shoes
exactly,
back
yeah.
when, you know, like,
the police truck.
Yeah. I love that. So, mm-hmm. like, I'll give him credit for that. You know, I do think, also, some of his, maybe his focus would be more centered on one thing, or it wouldn't be so scattered, sometimes contradictory, if perhaps, you know, the music that he wanted to make was mm-hmm. probably working a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Because I do, at the end of the day, he's still a musician. You know, like, he again, I was watching an interview and people brought it up, like, yo, he's been this kind of militant activist type guy through not only music but his actions since day one. Mm. But if that isn't the thing that's being supported, mm-hmm. you get him trying a record like Empathy, where he's almost like, let me try this dancehall type flow where I'm singing to ladies, and then okay, that's not working. Let me show you I'm still that guy from the hood. Like, now he's doing a record like Rowdy, where he's on. It looked like it's like the Gummo video, except with a bunch of squares, and he's like going in. So again, you know, I think musically he's also trying to figure out what works and probably package that with what he does outside of music. Mm-hmm. I think confusion is going to keep happening until he finds that match.
I think you're right. And so remember, he worked with Kanye briefly, right? They had that song together. But I
thought he was down with good music for a while. Like, he was rocking. Remember when they were doing the whole thing?
He was definitely close. It seemed like they had something. Not that he was officially signed or anything like that. But I don't know when that relationship ended. But anyway, definitely when Kanye went to the White House, he felt a way about it. So he also said he has like a family member dealing with mental health issues right now. So after seeing that, he's not upset with Kanye anymore for all of the Trump shit. He understands it. So I don't know what their relationship, if they've spoken, if they're still going to make music together, yeah. if that's over. So it just seems like he has a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, he has a lot going on behind the scenes. I mean, like I said, if it's about like growth and elevation, mm-hmm. I think it starts there and it starts from within. And if you can translate that into music, because he's not whack. I wouldn't call him a whack guy or whack
he's
rapper.
Very talented.
He's very talented. So, I mean, time will tell.
Yeah.
You know?
Finally, we get to Tory Lanez, who gave one of the most unfiltered interviews we've ever had on Everyday Struggle. First of all, he gave a eulogy for Joyner Lucas, then shared his opinion on the Drake versus Pusha T battle, which, by the way, he said that Drake won, and he also explained why he didn't like the way Ebro approached Kodak about his pending sexual assault case. Let's listen.
You seem upset that I brought it up.
I feel like sometimes when niggas like we going through shit, like y'all be entertained by bullshit. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So it's like, change the subject or I'm finna walk out.
I think we don't have to talk about nothing else. We could be done right here.
All right, I'm gone.
All right, so he said something important. Do you guys feel like that a lot? I get it. As a rapper,
I want to go on file. Like, yo, Ebro, I love you to death, like, as a guy. But this was the truest form of some real bitch-ass nigga shit, dog. This was the truest form of some bitch-ass nigga shit. Like, on your part, Ebro.
I thought he was trying to create a moment.
On Ebro's part, this was the most bitch-ass nigga shit I've ever seen him do, my nigga. And it's honestly, it's just off the fact that it's like, dog, like, it's the difference between ratings and a nigga's fucking freedom, my nigga. You're asking this guy about a case that he's going through right now, my nigga.
And being standoffish when he tries to
push. And then it's like, yo, you're trying to antagonize the nigga. The thing about it is, like, yo, let's all think about Kodak for a second, right? Let's just all really take this into perspective, right? Do we really know Kodak for being a very intellectual
person? No, that was my biggest thing.
For real, honestly.
No, not at all.
Do we know Kodak for being a nigga who's going to sit there and have an hour conversation with you, like how we're having right now? Do we know Kodak for doing that? Or do we know Kodak for being minimal words? I'll say a couple things. I might say some real saucy shit. And I'm out, my nigga. I'm not in y'all niggas' way. I ain't bothering nobody, nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with my shit. Leave me alone. Right. That's how we kind of view him. Sophie, what were you trying to get out this nigga? What were you trying to get him to say? Like, yeah, you know, I'm dealing with a... What did you want him to say at that point? But you knew he had nothing to say.
Right.
That's what makes it some bitch-ass nigga shit. Because it's like, bro, Ebro, you were trying to get the ratings for the show, my nigga. And it just wasn't... It didn't call for that. My biggest problem with that is that like you set him up for that, my nigga.
They would only try a new artist like that. You know, respectfully... There's other artists within the space that's facing some of the same either charges or allegations or just even other stuff.
But I also feel, dog, older artists, he's not coming at like that. I'm only going to go out and maybe me and Ebro could talk about this when we see each other, dog. But I also, and I'm going to go on file, I don't know, like, I just feel like, I don't feel, and maybe you do take, you know, sexual whatever that serious, bro. But I think in this very moment, it's not that you took fucking sexual assault this that serious and you wanted to fucking touch on sexual assault. You wanted to put this nigga in the headline to say some stupid shit that could have got the nigga fucked up, my nigga. And luckily, dog, shout out to Kodak for being a smart nigga and just saying, yo, before somebody in my fucking legal case takes this or whatever I say and they use this against me in the court of law and I gotta go behind bars for some time and Ebro's not gonna give a fuck about me, before that happens, my nigga, I'm gonna get the fuck out the station, my nigga. You feel me? But for an artist, like I said, it's the young nigga, old nigga complex, bro. Don't come at niggas like that, dog. If you wanted to talk about that, do what you did before this and say, yo, listen, before we go in, I want to talk about XYZ. I know this is a legal matter, my nigga, but before I say it, I want you to know that I'm gonna say it. Even if you were gonna say it regardless, be a real nigga with the nigga and say, yo, I'm telling you right now, because this is what I'd have did. If I was Ebro and I knew I was gonna say it, I'd have just had to tell a nigga, like, yo, straight up, like, I'm gonna ask this question at some point, my nigga. Mm-hmm. So it's either have an answer, my nigga, or just be prepared to shush the question.
Get away from it.
You get what I'm saying? I would have said that, but I just want to go on file saying that even when I saw this video, nothing about it read like, yo, Ebro, you're right. Nothing about it read like, yo, yeah, dog, after this, I want to stand for sexual whatever the fucking cases you're talking about because you made me feel like that. It didn't make me feel like that, bro. It didn't make me feel like your point was any more right than whatever you were trying to get out of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ebro has a history of doing this, though. Like, when a younger rapper comes, he'll try to almost play him in a low-key way that he would not do to a veteran. Like you know, and I hate to have...
I think he does that to people that I don't think he respects. Like, because he don't really do me like that. Like, he don't... When I go up there, like, it's never, like... It's just certain things he doesn't do to me. He doesn't put a beat on out of nowhere and tell me to rap. He doesn't...
it's like he just, it's certain things, like, is a certain level of respect that I feel like he just either has with you or he just doesn't have with you. Mm. And it's like when he looks at you a certain way, he looks at you a certain way. But like I said, dog, I'm not here to bash Ebro. But what he that did situation. Here, dog, was some bitch ass nigga shit.
Imagine not being distracted or confused when it comes to file sharing. Crazy, right? Or imagine not having to download the latest versions of programs. Dropbox makes all of that much easier. It brings teams together in ways that make your workflow that much more efficient. Because when you're in a busy environment trying to produce the best work, sometimes you just need that extra something. That's Dropbox. It keeps information flowing and takes out all the complicated stuff. Visit dropbox.com/flow. Dropbox. Keep teams flowing.
Yo, so after threatening putting out a challenge to every rapper in America, I don't think anyone's ever done that. Has anyone accepted this challenge at all?
Nobody that was important enough. Mm. Like, I was waiting on, like, you know.
Pusha?
Somebody, at least. Pusha didn't want no smoke. I'm going on record knowing he didn't want no smoke.
You sure?
20. The only reason why I say that is because Pusha, the only reason, and I want this to go on record, I'm a Pusha fan.
Right.
But me being a Pusha fan, I know the lethalness that he comes with. Mm. And it's like, you know, when it's when Pusha want to get on his fuck shit, he'll get on his fuck shit. My thing is like, Pusha's like me. I feel like he's a nigga who, he's accepting all fades.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't think Pusha's scared, because I'm like, come on now.
No, I'm not saying scared.
No, on a lyric, like, you think he would have a moment of pause if he was to engage with you?
What do you mean, a moment of pause?
Like, be like, yo, man, could this dude actually do it to me? Like, you know, we're going to get into the...
I mean, I definitely believe that, like, maybe to the world or to, like, you know, maybe to yourself or to anybody, like, you know, you don't say, like, yo, this guy can do this, but you know in the back of your head, I will do that to you.
So, Tori, is there a line? With the Drake and Pusha thing, there was a line that Drake did not want to cross, right?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't think it really was that.
I think that, you know, where that was probably going to go was probably more personal that it needed to be,
that's
or whatever
I mean
the case
line.
Is, you feel me?
Yeah. Tori, how you score that beef, man? Let's get straight to it. You said today is an honesty episode.
Today is a full honesty episode. Okay. Like, despite whatever they said about, like, this, that, and the third, and you having to find out this about this nigga's life, lyrically, Drake bodied him.
That's how
I feel.
Oh, that was
you
not
really
the
go,
consensus,
because my whole thing is this.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is this. It's also on wordplay, it's also on flow, it's also on, like, how you're coming for a nigga. Like, yo, when you really go back and actually take time out,
let him rock.
I want niggas to really go back and really understand this. And I don't say this to discredit Pusha. I love Pusha. I want everybody to know this is not a discredit of
him. Even though it might be in the home team.
No. I don't do that. I don't do that. If you lost, you lost, my nigga. Mm. Period. I don't give a fuck. We could be friends. I'm going to tell my friend, yo, you lost, my nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The world knows you lost. You lost. You feel me? I just think, really, when I heard both of the songs, lyrically and, like, the way it was delivered and just the earth of both of them, I felt more of an earth from this. The shock value of what Pusha said to the world was cool, but the way he really put it, when you really judge rap for rap, verse for verse, dog, it was not better. I'm sorry, dog. Like, that's my opinion too.
You know, like, I
think that the shock of what Pusha said at the time was more valid for the beef at hand. You know what I'm saying?
Because I mean,
for whatever it was, but I think that they were both battling for two different things. You know what I'm saying? I think Pusha already knew what he already had, and that's why he had baited the situation. And I think Drake was just going at it for like, yo, lyrically, my nigga, you're not like me. Like, that's how he felt at it.
Right.
Going at it. You feel
his direction and how he took it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying like, you know, you have your opinions on who's whatever. Yeah,
and I agree.
You know what I mean?
I think me and Wayne, we went back and forth on this. But what I did agree with at the end, though. So, rap for rap, I said it. Duppy Freestyle is a better rap diss than Story of
It is a better, that's what, right? That's all I'm saying.
But Drake still lost the battle. Because plays into it.
And the only thing that I'll say as far as when it comes down to that, if you look at it from the way that the world perceives it, then yeah, you gotta say whatever you say. But my whole thing is like,
so who won to you?
Like I said, like I said personally, if you go rap battle for rap battle, I think Drake won it. But if you go overall, I guess because of the way that the shock value was and everything, you gotta give it to Push.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It
Drake
is what it is.
Pretty well too with the.
But I just
invoice,
that's just you know what I'm saying. Like when I first heard Drake shit, I was like, shit, nigga, like he came for a lot of y'all niggas, dog. Like he just come for you. He came for a lot of y'all niggas. And then my whole thing was just like, I didn't, and I'm gonna just go on record saying this. I didn't fully respect the 40 line. I just couldn't. My little sister has MS.
Okay.
I just couldn't respect it.
Okay,
but. It's a battle, so a rap battle is
a
rap
battle. But everybody knows that.
You get what I'm saying? A rap battle is a rap battle, so whatever you say is what you say. But I just feel like, you know, somebody like 40 just, it's so, whatever.
It's a touchy subject.
It was weird. It was a little weird. But I just feel like for you to need to go there, I just kind of felt like, yo, you didn't have enough ammo or you didn't have, you know.
Yeah.
You know what, though? And, you know, like, I love 40. But I do think because Drake made that a thing to be like, yo, damn, yo, you went below the belt. I felt if he had responded, like, yo, people say the worst things about each other. Meek was just talking about it. He's like, yo, it's rap battle. Like, I'm going to tell you about your
and that's why I said,
grandma.
And that's why I said at the end of the day, like, my opinion on how I felt about that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And no matter what, because at the end of the day, he still said something that was still like, cool.
I mean, but Troy, you know your rap history, so when,
you know
we look at, when we look at like Beanie Siegel versus Jadakiss, I mean, that shit was getting disrespectful on a like, these are two guys that's respected in the streets. So when he said that, like, I felt it. I felt like, okay, but I was like, that's not the worst thing I've heard. Now, I don't know anybody who personally has MS.
Of course. I just felt like, you know, It's kind of like when Troy Ave was like, yo, Splatman.
Oh yeah, that was wild.
It was kind of like, yo, yeah, it is. Oh, he said that, but then at the same time, it was like his kid just committed suicide.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? You're saying, yo, how much time that man got? He's 666, and it's like, yo, I get you, but like, yo, that's really something that's like niggas is really dying every day. Like, you have no choice but to die. Not to say it like that.
I know what you mean.
But you have no choice but to feel that way. You have no choice. You can't stop the fact that you need shots every day. You can't stop. You can't stop when you have a little, like.
You know why I think it was? Because a lot of people don't. If he would have said, like, let's say it was something like diabetes, and more people knew about it. Like
that's when, my thing. I don't think niggas
people
really
don't know what MS
what,
is. People don't really know
is.
Much about it.
Like, you know what I'm
Multiple
saying?
Sclerosis, right?
Yeah.
Does Toronto hate Pusha? Because he performed there.
I don't think people hate to Pusha in Toronto at all. I think,
like, you saw the incident that happened. He was on stage and,
I mean, it's like, look at John Lennon, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about, like, people have crazy fans, and sometimes the fans could be on this guy's side or that guy's side, and they just, one day at the concert, they just can't take it. You know what? You know what? I gotta get him.
Right. Do you think that you have to, like, kind of address your fans when they do get into that type of mode?
Yeah, in a way, because sometimes they don't understand that some things are not as serious as, like, they perceive it to be.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was, like when the whole situation with the Joyner kid, like, when I was doing what I was doing,
yeah,
it was fans in my box like, yo, I'll be out in Boston. Just let me know. Like, yo, I'm like, yo, it ain't even like that. Yo,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes they take it, like, way more serious than it is, and it's like, yo, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody did that with me, actually. A person, like, it's a civil disagreement. Like, this is conversation. They took a picture of dude and be like, yo, I see this dude right now. Give me the word. I'm like, yo, you're not give a soldier. You the word. I'm like, that's crazy though.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about it is if you give them the word, they're gonna tell on your ass anyway when they get caught. So,
it's true. It's a fact. Yo, I kind of saw when you stepped up conveniently to say, yo, Pusha, we could go back at it. And also how Pusha described the whole situation. Like he was on Instagram, he said, yo, act, let them niggas know that I was a Canadian being punished. That you in the club after the Jordan thing, which we still gotta talk about. You were basically almost challenging all American rappers, yo.
Like, all y'all American.
Yo, why you put it down like that?
All of my thing is like, and like, dog, I think we, for now, like, yo, stop me and Pusha T, just take us out the same.
Oh, right, okay. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I challenged, he didn't accept it, dog. Like, that's going on file is what it is.
Nigga. It's
like,
going on file.
I just feel like, yo, my nigga, nah, I feel like, yo, if I was Drake, though, and I would have said this shit, then it would have been like, oh, I got a million responses for you, nigga. Nah, my nigga.
Now, maybe if you actually just dropped
but do you think you was caught in a moment, and you was just like...
caught in a moment?
Not caught in a moment, but do you think that at that time, you was just like, anybody could get it, and that was just a random name, or were you saying...
24-7.
I get that, but you can't penalize him for not responding, because when you said what you said, and basically, like, you're challenging anybody?
No. You have people... Time out. You brought Pusha T into this, my nigga. I never...
I say,
this is an honesty episode. This is not an episode where the artist comes here and he's on the bitch-ass nigga shit. He don't want to say what's on his mind. Like, nah, nigga, this is the honesty episode. You brought Pusha T into this.
And we needed to be humbled.
Exactly.
Lyrically.
And so you brought some... It's like saying... That's like, boom, we in jail. All us. I'm sorry, you just in jail with us, all right?
That's the honesty.
We in jail. You might be the prettiest cellmate niggas ever had. You know what I mean? Look, we in jail, all of us. And he comes in, right? And everybody knows that when a new nigga comes in the cell, he gotta shoot a fade with me to solidify.
Yeah.
Right? So he comes in the cell and he says, yo, or we say, yo, you know, I gotta fight this guy, whatever the case is. And you go, you know what? Or, matter of fact, he beats up the underboss before me. And you go, you know what? Yo, you need to humble yourself. I got something
for you. Or I'll fight any one of y'all niggas in here.
And he like, yo, I'll fight any one of y'all niggas in here.
Exactly. What about Tory, though?
And then you like, what about Tory, though? I bet you, you ain't gonna fight Tory. Tory just did some wild shit.
Okay, all
right. The world know Tory did some wild shit, right? Yeah. To the world.
Right.
So you like... Oh, bring Tory in here right now, my nigga. What's popping?
It's anybody
with him?
At that point.
And then I'm over here like,
yeah, I get
nah,
it.
Dog. Like, yo, I have to shoot the fade that you're calling me to shoot because you're putting my respect and my thing,
you stepped
and
up,
my
though.
Name on the line at that point. So and that's, see, that's what I don't play with.
Like, yeah,
that's
we can play. We can put the blame on act. Like,
do you guys think? Time out. Do you guys think that I really wanted to sit here and battle fucking join the Lucas?
You didn't. That was
cool. Time out. Time out.
They couldn't go.
And when I say, do you think I really wanted to battle him? I mean, like, brother, my career and joining the Lucas career is on a totally different page, brother. Like, on a totally different page.
But the reason why,
but this is the thing. But I'm accepting all fades, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
And my thing is, it's like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not gonna get baited out by somebody that's completely irrelevant.
Right.
He was relevant to people who love hip hop.
But he was the perfect person for you to go back and forth with, right? Because if people
I didn't know what he was gonna do. Well, to be honest with you, I was kind of surprised that the nigga was coming as fast as I was coming.
What really threw me off was like, okay, you did this shit on some, I'm a rap, have fun with it, whatever. And then his shit came, he was just dissing you. I was like, damn.
So boom.
All right.
Can we talk about before that? We gotta slow down.
Let's finish that. Like, let's get past
this,
that.
This is Tory and Joyner.
Okay.
When this came up and shit, me and we talked about it. Because he also referenced us on one of his tracks in response to Joyner. We all said, yo,
okay,
you know what?
Shorty in the middle.
You just didn't fit in the line. It was like, yeah.
Yo, we all said, especially, I was like, yo, man, I think Tory is super underrated as in he doesn't get the respect he really deserves. But Joyner, all he does is rap on other niggas' beats and get at niggas. I think he's about to eat up Tory. Mm. That was before.
100%.
That's how everyone felt.
But that's what made it fun.
Yeah.
Now this is where it comes in. I did not even have the time to be battling this kid at this
time. Well, you made the time.
But I made the time because it was like, oh, now this is fun.
Yeah. Now you had
now
to
niggas really believe because
no way you were in the studio before.
What is the greatest thing to me and why, like, where I shine the best, and this is why I continue to be me and why I continue to be relevant. Mm. Where I shine the best, and no matter what, niggas could be on the comments right now, I hate this guy is irrelevant, who, da 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 da. They could say that all they want, but fourth quarter, or like in the time where it's like, yo, the pressure is on you to do something amazing, I will do the most amazing
he'll
shit
hit the three at the buzzer.
You
she's
ever.
That guy.
I'm hitting half point shot at the buzzer. Like some crazy, how did he make that throw behind the left? Throw like this all the half
I want to know, like, it's just you growing up, because what I'm noticing now is that you was a competitive ass kid growing up.
Definitely was.
Do you think, though?
But I didn't win anything.
All right, but do you think that your fire for that shit comes from your height?
From being short?
From being short, yeah. Like
short nigga syndrome, bro.
Nah, I think that the only thing that I think that comes from like me being small or being short is like my temper as far as like when someone's trying to play me. And
but that's what I'm saying. Dude, like with people.
But it's like if I feel like I only feel like that when someone's trying to flex their weight on me. As far as like you know, like yeah, like you know, like physically the way our matchup would be technically, you're technically supposed to win. But it's those niggas who I get the not the pleasure, but like. Who I get to like the my nigga. What?
So you built yourself out of doubt, like motherfuckers doubt.
Yeah, I don't see your size. You right. know what I'm saying? And that's why when you guys be like, yo,
wait,
man.
Wait, like Travis Scott?
I definitely ain't see his size.
I never met Travis Scott in person.
But
seriously.
Boom.
He's not big.
It's like when niggas be like, yo, Tory, you know. They'll exclude me out of certain things just because of, and I don't mean this in a physical way, but like, for instance, like, I know that I'm nice at something and people exclude me out of that because they know I'm nice at it. And like, to the point where it's like, he's so nice at it that I don't want him to outshine me on it. And that type of stuff is like, why I've always been put in a place where I've had to overshine on whatever thing that I've been given. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, niggas won't put me on the verse because niggas be very scared, like, yo.
Now, you do overshadow a song. I said
like, yo, when like when this nigga's voice comes in, it's right. too loud. It's just, I don't know what it is. But
you
it's
leaving
like,
your mark on whatever you do.
I immediately have to know that Tory's on this song. You know what I'm saying?
But haven't you reached a point where, like I'm looking at even your year this year. Like, go back 2 years ago all the way till now. I felt like you've leveled up so much. Like, I remember when you were spitting verses saying, yo, I got, listen, whoever, I got money on it. If y'all don't fuck with this shit, I'll pay y'all. You get me? That's when you were hungry trying to get on. I think now, like, you're almost like a superstar. You're a superstar, bro. Like, why is that mentality still with you? You're not the, no matter what you try to tell me, you're not the underdog no more.
But you also said that you weren't used to winning. Now you're winning, right? You declared yourself the winner of that battle.
But what is
you
winning?
Proved a lot of people. Yeah. I mean, you went up against a guy who spends all of his time just rapping, right? We know that you can rap, you got melody. I feel like that was a look for you in terms of people who ever doubted that you were a good lyricist.
Are you telling me that I won?
No, wait, we gotta score this.
Oh,
we gotta score this.
He knows
because
my name
this
now.
No, we gotta score this battle. We gotta score this battle because
yo, y'all heard what she said.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, she said
you,
I won,
you
right?
You declared yourself the winner.
Hold on, time out.
You should have rapped back on the ZZB.
One thing, here's the thing, okay? No, I shouldn't have.
Right.
Here's the thing.
No, no, no.
I said that you shouldn't have.
Here's what this is, guys. We're going to score this right now in Everyday Struggle. It's an Thank honesty you. Episode here. This is a very important episode that we are called here today to have because this is a...
Weather man, Tory.
This is a... Yeah, this
By the
very
way, we got
important.
Jordan in the next room about to run out to Rap Alley.
Cool, man. All right, bring him. So look, for everybody who doesn't understand exactly how to tally this up. Now, you have the Lucky You freestyle. It was the first time I ever went on the beat, right? Mm-hmm. My only thing of what I was doing at that point, because what he told me originally when he got on his Instagram saying was, yo,
bar for bar with him.
You can't go bar for bar. Like, don't say you can go bar for bar or I'm not nice enough or if you can't go on the same beat and showcase whatever case we'll put out. He said it a different way. He was like, put out the same beat at the same time and da da da. But the way when I was reading this shit, it sounded like a lot. It sounded like
to me, it sounded like
then at another time, then I'm gonna drop my record and then it sounded like an album rollout. It was like, brother, no, this is hip hop, my nigga. Like, you're gonna come with some shit in the next couple hours. I'm gonna come with some shit.
Why'd you pick Lucky You?
So just be ready. I pick Lucky You because I'm like, yo, now what song am I gonna go on? I'm not gonna go on I'm not racist.
Right,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? What am I going on at this point? What, you know what I'm saying? He's only going on freestyle. So it's like, what is his song?
Mm.
So then I see, you know, the biggest song that he has. But the biggest song that he has is with who? The lyrical God. So
Eminem.
Eminem, right? So I'm like, yo, there's no way that this rappity-ass rap nigga, astronomical, federological, advertisable, there's no way, there's no way that this rappity-ass nigga went on a song with Eminem and did not spit one of his best verses. Mm. No one's gonna do that, especially not when you are a rappity rap nigga and all you do is rap. You rap on my shit, you rap on his shit, you rap on your shit. You rap.
Right. By the way, this is part of the reason why he won. You see how he's explaining this shit?
Yeah. Like, no. But I didn't explain this in the Times because I didn't need Instagram to explain this in the Times. With you, because you're my man and it's funny. Right. You know what I'm saying? But boom. Then you got to take it in from this standpoint. You went on a song with Eminem. There's no way you didn't. I heard you. You went hard. You did your thing. You went very hard. I went for the same amount of time. I made sure I didn't go a second over your verse. I made sure I didn't go under your verse or whatever.
Same amount of time.
I know, right?
See, nah, but niggas didn't know all this. But niggas didn't know all this.
Corey got too much time.
Because when it's war time, like, I'm very calculated.
Okay.
I dropped the same time. 1 minute and I believe 40 seconds was the verse.
Mm. 140, 144, yep.
Some. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So boom, I dropped it. Boom. Oh, this nigga know why. Oh, this nigga Tory can rap. Oh, I didn't even know he was going. Oh, this might be a good battle. All right, cool. I'm expecting, you know, he's gonna come back, spit something maybe. You know what's crazy? I thought he was gonna go on Liddy, and I was like, you know, out of all my beats, he's either gonna go on Shooters or like Liddy or like, I don't really know. I'm expecting one of those kind of beats.
Right.
So he puts out the Liddy again, you know, trying to put it out in the same amount of time. Like, you know, trying to be like his father. You know, it's
this guy.
It's our love for my children.
Why he tells a story like he's from America.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Now, you know what's crazy? Like, yo, you know what's crazy? Like, it's crazy you say that. Because, like, sometimes, like, and people be getting this twisted, be like, yo, why he sound like he's from New York? I be out here a lot. All of my niggas are from New York. Like, yo, and I be around a lot of New York ass niggas, like, to the point where it's like, it's gotten like this.
Right.
Anyways, so, like I said, I got love for my children. So, you know, he's trying to be like his father, you know? And he's trying to drop songs, but what he didn't realize is the amount of calculation you got to do. You came back so quick that trying to go so hard because you knew that remember, that's like this. It's like a girl. You walk inside and you know, you walking into the club and a girl wanna get in with you and you know this girl. Sometimes she might get in, but not tonight. Tonight's the night, it's popping the club. You can't let her in the club. And you walk past her and she's like, yo, da, da, da. And you walk past her and as you walk in, first she's like, yo, let me in the club. I love you, da, da, da. And as you walk past her and you diss her, she's like, yo, nigga, fuck you, my nigga. That's what he did. It's like all I did was, all you did was walk into the club. You didn't do nothing wrong. All I did was go on the song. Mm. But you felt like I did something to you that was crazy.
Yeah, that was wild.
So you came back, yo, hairline, teeth, this, that, the third. But
the hairline shit don't be bothering you. Like, you rapped about it on Liddy, right?
Brothers, I am back in full effect. I am back in full effect.
We're
going to
have a conversation about when you get over there.
Shining.
You went to Tiger Safari?
You know what's crazy? Is that I'm about to, I'm about to invest in that company.
For real?
Shit.
Yeah.
I need that.
Wait, no. You about to get
the discount. Listen,
we lit.
Invest. Now I need it. Don't keep me thinking I don't got a hairline. But yeah, we already.
They're going to see it soon.
And it's crazy. It's crazy because it's not even just like, you know, I want to shout out to Zering Medical out there. Just throw us in there.
Throw them alley-oops. Throw them alley-oops.
Oh, shit.
What I
mean? Okay.
But it's really incredible, like, what he's doing. But anyways, this is not about my hair right
back.
Now.
Yeah,
we'll get back to this.
Right.
So, boom. Now, he puts the song out.
Facts.
Everyone's like, Tyrese, Big in the Mud, Chris Brown on this shit. He's feeling global. This nigga's feeling
stop you
great.
One half a second. We got to also reference Drake and Pusha just because even though you said Drake had the better raps, people resonated with the personal shit. Joyner went personal.
So he started the personal.
Yeah, yeah. So you started, right,
started the personal. He started the personal rap.
So wait. So what space are you in when you hear that? Like, yo,
so
I got
him like
personal. Or what do you do?
So now I'm listening to it. Da 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 da. Handline this. Da 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 da. Pretty good. It's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? He played a couple of joints. I'm listening. It comes to this point. I'm like, this is really my child. Like, it really, honestly, at one point, it almost brought a tear to my eye. It was so amazing to see my son rap on my beat and to think, because you know, I understood, you guys got to think about, I'm a rapper, so we think about the calculation. He thought at that moment, this is why I almost dropped a tear, because it was such a passionate moment for me. He thought at that moment that when he dropped that, he's like, yo, I'm going to drop a verse on this nigga that's crazy, and I'm going to drop this verse knowing that he's already spit a legendary verse. How the fuck is he gonna spit another legendary verse on Liddy again? Are you crazy? The way he came for Liddy again, he'll never come for this again. Mm. Are you crazy? So he put
You also gotta add the turnaround time, because that shit came out.
Yeah, turnaround time was fat. I don't know how y'all niggas doing this right by Thanksgiving.
So I'm like, all right, man, I gotta apply this kid. He did very good. His calculation was correct. But it wasn't all the way right, though. Mm. It just wasn't all the way right. So,
you took credit again.
I said, now listen, I'm gonna give this kid one. I'm gonna give him one warning. That was what Liddy again was. Liddy again was the warning. I said, I'm gonna give this guy one warning. And when I give this guy this warning, I said, yo, this warning is gonna be so lethal that I don't even know if he comes back with something that's not as hard as this warning. Mm. I'm leaving this alone because he's not really is relevant, and I'm making this guy way more relevant than I need to. But my whole point was, is
you
like, I liked,
million followers,
but
though,
I
right?
did like, before this, like I will say, I did not have to do this. He was somebody in hip hop that people appreciated. And I honestly, myself, brother, I like Joyner Lucas. I think he's all right. He's a pretty good artist. You know what I'm saying? And when I say all right, I don't mean like that.
That sounded like
some real dickhead
shit. No, when you said the pretty
good. I think he's good. Like, I think he's a great rapper. Like, when it comes to just rapping, like, that's what you do. I'm not going
to. But it was a perfect way for you to almost, like, he's built his lane on one thing. If you kind of, like, handle him in a battle, it gives you that credibility.
Now, mind you. So I'm like, yo, I dropped it. Niggas go nuts. Then I guess he tried to drop the ZZ shit or whatever the case is.
It's a little misstep.
Hold on, guys.
All right. The beef was not, it was, because what I was going to do to this kid at that point, just because it was just like, oh, you wanted to throw me an underhand pitch in the World Series on this last run, when you know I'm going to home run and I'm Derek Jeter at the bat, you want to throw an underhand pitch?
I love his confidence.
You had more?
I swear I let his niggas
confidence. Yeah, by the way, hold on.
You want to throw an underhand pitch at me right now?
Yo, he hit me after the Liddy again shit, and I said, I ain't going to lie, Tory, I think you shot the whole clip. You said you impersonated him. You said you had more for
brother,
him after that?
Brother.
No
what
way.
I had for him. And to the point where it was like, I had to call niggas and be like, yo, am I going too far? Because, like, remember, I'm calculated. I dug up the dirt. I dug up the skeleton. Y'all would have, I was going to push or T him. I was going to push or T him. I like, yo, y'all.
Push or TMZ him?
Yo, niggas did not want. And, like, I'm going to tell niggas now, don't take this as, like, one of those little invitations and go, yo, Tory, nigga.
Put it out there.
You, dog, it's not one of those things. Like, it's not one of those. Like, trust me, it was not one of those, bro. Okay. So, boom. He did not come harder than his easy shit. So I contemplated. It was at that moment that I sat back.
I can't stand you.
It was at that moment that I sat back and I contemplated. And I said to myself, what am I going to do? Am I going to give it to this kid, dog? Because once I give it to this kid right now, and the way I'm going to do him is like, it's going to obliterate everything. Mm. But then he went and did the most incredible thing that I've ever seen man do, ever, in mankind history.
What?
He deleted his freestyle off of everything. But mind you.
You sure the label didn't take it out?
Yeah, we thought it was a beat issue. No, you get striked for that a lot, Tori.
No, it was not a beat
issue. Confirmed?
They signed to the same label.
It was
Tori's
not,
over here, really.
It was not a beat issue, because if it was a beat issue, they wouldn't have not let you get to 3 point whatever million on the video. It won't allow you to do you. It'll it, the way
they
you
do that shit
and all that stuff. It's instantly.
It's instantly.
It's instantly. As soon as it goes up, it's already a red flag. It's instantly.
Do you think he knew that's waving a white flag to you?
But you can't take something back after it's been on the internet and got millions of views. That's the thing.
Everything else is still there.
But that.
Everything else is still there. But. I'm not going to blow his spot. I'm not going to do that right here.
I but I'm blew telling spot, you. I'm
what did you just do?
It.
No, but I'm talking about another reason. I'm telling you guys for a fact he took that down because he knew it was I made the wrong move. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not telling you how I know that. We all know that. We could act like he didn't do this, guys. Like, we can act. We can act. No pun intended.
Don't put on your other man voice.
Right.
We can act. No pun intended.
I'm surprised how sharp you are at, like, what is this, like 7 p.m.? Yeah, 7 a.m. Like, or 8 a.m.?
Yeah, it's like 8 something.
Look, man, I just came fresh out of Queens, right?
Honestly.
I felt like the worst thing he did was use that beat. I felt like the beat just, it took the energy out of everything.
It was too happy.
Yeah, it was too.
It wasn't.
I didn't know you were this calculated, Tori. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm so calculated.
You can't tell from afar. But
are we overall just granting the victory to Tori? If there was any doubt.
I said he crowned himself the winner. I'm just in the middle here.
She's the moderator. It's me and Wayno. I gave you the dub. Even though I thought you should have had a victory lap or like some type of encore.
Because you wanted me to see. That's the
I want you to. I like the energy.
But niggas can't have to stop being like, yo, Tori. Yo, it's not a W because you didn't kick him when he was down.
Oh, no.
Nigga. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you made a stupid move during the battle, my nigga, and that was your ass, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, if like, you slip, that's like if you're battling somebody and you mess up on your words. It's like you can't.
Yeah, or you choke in the middle of the battle. You can't come back and be like, nah.
All right, Joyner, you caught an L, man. Listen, we love you.
Caught an L, man. Live on the show. Hey, can we get the bumblebee? What's this called? The bubbly.
We can run that.
Can we get the everybody? Come on, everybody, pick up your glass. Come on, pick up your glass.
No, I'm down.
Come on, everybody, we got it.
We ain't doing product placement. We might have to get this off camera.
This is a toast.
Hold on.
No. We can't do Joyner like this.
What?
We already he did himself like this. All right, listen.
All right, go ahead.
Come on. I want to conduct this.
Oh, man. We get the
cool. This thing is crazy.
Yo, so I
ain't going to lie. Yeah. This not even from the Burlington Coat Factory.
Time out. Listen,
bro.
Brothers and sisters.
Eulogy?
Here, in this very moment on Everyday Struggle, lies the L that has been granted.
Granted.
To our young brother, Joyner Lucas. Let's all have a
I can't do Joyner like that.
Yo, this thing
you
is crazy.
You did it. You touched the cup. The cup. Like you already touched the
this
cup.
This thing is crazy.
So hold on, though.
It's already over, all right?
All right, guys, that's our show for this week. Actually, it's our last podcast episode for the entire year, so we appreciate you all tuning in. Happy holidays from the entire Everyday Struggle team.